Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
We are running a two-man booth here today. I am the one and only Trebuchet, the living legend himself, across from Showtime Schultz. How's it going, bud?
It's going good, man. It's going good. Yeah, we got the old two-man booth. You can be the king to my JR.
Puppies! That's right. I like it.
By God, king.
Hey, JR, you got some barbecue sauce over here or something? But we got a lot in store for everybody. We got the hashtag Raw Rebuild going on. We got the CM Punk case that just got settled 2 hours ago.
You know, we were watching the 2014 Royal Rumble because that was a big part of the case focused on what happened in that match.
Yes, we were studying
CM Punk's
up.
Last match. We were watching that through taking notes.
Yep.
And then I checked Twitter at the end of it. Oh, CM Punk and Colt Cabana found not guilty of defamation.
Mm-hmm. We got all that in store for you guys, so let's dive into it, shall we?
Gotcha. You want to cover CM Punk first?
Let's cover CM Punk first, since it just
happened. Fresh is in our minds.
Yeah, it's fresh off the presses.
Gotcha.
The not guilty verdict.
Not guilty verdict.
It was the doctor from WWE.
Dr. Amon, who I'm not sure works for WWE anymore or not. Suing for libel against CM Punk and Colt Cabana.
Yes, for defamation of character.
Defamation of character, yeah, seeking damages for what happened with his reputation as a doctor.
They were talking, CM Punk and Colt Cabana were talking smack on a podcast.
Yeah, so Colt Cabana does the Art of Wrestling podcast. The only one I've ever listened to was the two-part episode with Punk on it.
The one in question?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did that go? It was after Punk got fired.
Yeah, it was his first interview after being released by WWE, and this would have been probably about 6 months after that Royal Rumble match.
Because
the Royal Rumble happened. He got
Kofi Kingston clotheslines him pretty hard.
Yes, Kofi runs in the Rumble, slides in the ring, does it like flip into that jumping clothesline.
Yep, brings Punk all the way down.
Brings him down. Bam. You can tell Punk's not silly.
After that point, Punk is
throughout the match. Punk is punch drunk. He's not standing up well. He's sitting in the corners a lot or laying down, and the refs are constantly checking on him.
Mm-hmm.
So Punk was supposed to be in the final four men of that match,
which he was.
He ended up doing it. He would refuse to leave until the final four. They kept saying, "You might want to leave. You're hurt. You should be done."
Yeah, there was opportunities for him to go out of the match.
Absolutely. He wanted to last to the final four. Admittedly, wanted to impress people and get them to change their mind on him main eventing Mania that year.
Yeah.
Punk never main evented Mania.
Really?
It was the one thing he wanted to do.
Yeah, well, he was WWE champion for so long, I just assumed he...
No, he never had a big WrestleMania moment, really.
Hmm.
Is it the one thing he really...
I remember the big RKO, but that was a Randy Orton moment more than it was a CM Punk moment.
Yeah, wasn't even... What RKO are you talking about?
I believe Punk was going for a springboard and Orton RKO'd him. I think that was...
Are you thinking of the Seth Rollins?
Could be Rollins.
Are you thinking of the Seth Rollins curb stomp?
No, RKO? No. It was before that. I'm pretty sure that was the most memorable thing that I remember Punk doing on there.
Yeah, so Punk really wanted a WrestleMania moment. So they were saying, Punk stayed in it to change the minds of management. And then as the final four happens, the final four finally get done.
Punk Kane builds a little momentum.
Yeah, hits a few GTSs. Kane pulls him out. And so the big thing was Punk had a concussion and wasn't looking out for himself.
Yep.
Some argued, he had a concussion. You should be looking out for him. Mm-hmm. He's not of sound mind. You can't.
Right. So then Kane proceeds to throw Punk into the steps.
Yeah, smash
into
the barricade, place, and then puts him through the announce table.
Choke slam through the announce table.
So people are questioning, how concerned for his safety were you really if you were... He's taking bumps.
Yeah.
Admittedly, that announce table bump looked pretty gingerly.
But still,
shouldn't have done it.
If you have a concussion, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Shouldn't happen at all.
Right.
But then, Punk had several meetings with the McMahons after that, went in and, you know, cursed Vince McMahon out and, you know, McMahon, you know, I'll blame that on the concussion. You know, that's the concussion talking, not you talking. And, you know, Punk ends up walking out and isn't released till several months later.
On his wedding day.
Yeah, we got his termination. He got his termination.
That's a big fucking needle right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty
there.
Sure both he and AJ got their termination letters on there.
Yeah.
Because she retired.
They got married, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
CM Punk is married to AJ Lee. Mm-hmm. We're both big in the industry.
Lucky guy.
Yeah. She's cutie. She's cutie.
Was a favorite of mine. Yeah. But he had been gone for a while, and then she retired a few months later.
Yeah, and neither one has been seen since.
Yeah,
in the WWE.
Yeah, they both got their walking papers on their wedding day. But yeah, so the podcast just kind of covers all of that, and they talk about how Punk had like a growth on his back.
Yeah.
There was, you know,
staph infection potentially, allegedly.
Allegedly. So they were there's a lot of discrepancy as what that really was.
Mm-hmm.
But Punk claims that he kept just giving him Z-Packs for it.
Yeah.
Leading to the doctor being, you know, having Z-Pack chanted at him places.
Z-Pack! 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 If I ever see him, I'm going to do it. I'm sorry.
I hope you do.
I am not a great person all the time. I am a living legend, but I don't follow my example all the time, everybody.
but they, you know, so they keep saying, oh, it's just a cyst. It's just a cyst. You're okay. And then I guess AJ went to see one of her doctors. It might have been like
personal physician or something.
He didn't discuss what kind of doctor it was. I remember him whispering about it on the podcast. It might have been like a fucking gynecologist or something. Like just the way he addressed.
Yeah.
I remember them going to her doctor and he kind of like whispered something to Cabana. I was like, oh, that was a weird thing to whisper.
Yeah.
But yeah, he will you look at this on my husband's back? And they go, oh, this you've got MRSA. Like this is a bad staph infection. People die from this.
Yeah. Oh man.
So they, you know, gave him a big course of antibiotics. I think it might have even been IV antibiotics. He might have got to the hospital or something.
Yeah.
They got that cleared up, but the idea that, you know, it was a danger.
He could have died.
A dangerous staph infection that they were just, oh, it's a cyst. It's no big deal.
Really did not set well with him. And...
Yeah, but Amon was arguing that it wasn't a staph infection. So that was one of another big part of the case was like, what was that growth really?
Yeah.
And it sounds like Punk had some evidence to prove what it was, and the doctor didn't have any medical records
to show that it wasn't. Yeah.
So that favored Punk. But that was one of the big things that the doctor said, that, you know, claiming that you had a life-threatening illness that I, you know, didn't treat correctly.
Essentially malpractice.
Yeah, yeah. It was very bad for his career.
Right, yeah. Now, who's going to hire you if they say you're overlooking serious things that could have ended this guy's life? So
yeah, what I imagine... I'm not sure if Amon works for you anymore or not. I would imagine that having that kind of reputation would make you not too popular with the boys, because...
Yeah,
well, no, Punk wasn't particularly popular with management, I think rubbed people the wrong way. I think he was also pretty well-respected.
By the bank,
Yeah, and if Punk says that you weren't treating... Here's the thing, even if... If Enzo Amore, who we should probably mention later in the episode too, if Enzo Amore said, hey, this doctor isn't treating me well, and there's some evidence of that, it doesn't matter how hated you are in the locker room, if the doctor isn't treating one of the boys well safely,
your body is your business if you're a professional wrestler, and if that somebody says that a doctor is not doing his job, that's very important because it's your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could die, and guys, you know, want to live long, you know, as long as possible, you know.
Yeah, you know,
and
you know,
wrestle safe and not hurt or concussed, which is essentially what this case is about.
Yeah, Punk. I've been going day by day. Wrestling sites were actually reporting at the trial. I think the first day of the trial, they were asking who, like, the press were.
Yeah.
And somebody, they, like, asked who someone is. Oh, I'm the so-and-so from WrestleZone.com.
Yeah.
And I guess Punk got, like, a big chuckle out of it. Like,
that's awesome.
But they would, you know, basically, you can't record this, but they were giving the notes on what had happened.
Yeah.
They were saying that when discussing wrestling with concussions, Punk would get very upset because, you know, it bothered him a lot. You know, you're in, like, a fragile mind state when you're concussed, and it seemed to be a pretty dark time for him. You know, he said in the post-trial interview, he's like, you know, I hope I never have to talk about this again. Like, it's done and over with.
Right.
I don't want to talk about wrestling concussed anymore. I don't want to talk... I don't want to hear these names anymore.
Right. So I'm really feeling move past this.
Because, you know, people are saying, well, now that the court case is over, you know, maybe that'll open, you know, start the healing for Punk to come back. And from the sounds of it, I think Punk might be the person I would say never. You know, they say never. I think Punk might be a never.
It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time here because what was the final verdict here?
So Punk and Colt Cabana found not guilty of libel. From a jury, which is weird. I always thought libel trials were handled just by a judge.
I didn't. I expected Judge Judy to sit on this and tell me what happened.
I was going to watch this on the People's Court.
I was hoping. I would have tuned into that. I would have got great ratings. You guys at ABC really dropped the ball there. But
I agree. So they were found not guilty.
Uh-huh.
The doctor was suing for almost $4 million. They were saying
that. Seems a little gratuitous to me.
Yeah, they were saying that. I guess the formula they came up with is he wanted $1 for every stream the podcast had, which was almost 4 million streams.
Oh, really? Jeez.
So yeah, that was another point that I think Punk's lawyer made was like. So even if they did commit libel, which they didn't,
yeah.
What makes you think you're entitled to $4 million?
They didn't make $4 million off of
this. You didn't lose $4 million.
Yeah.
Because he was, you know, saying, you know, this had affected him emotionally really badly. Like, you didn't have to go to therapy. You're not on medications.
Yeah.
You had no cost to this damage you say you had, and you think you deserve $4 million.
Yeah, get out of here.
So, the talk that was very frivolous.
Rumors are that he was backed by the WWE potentially.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone could ever prove that. That's probably conjecture. But they were saying that, you know, how could this doctor afford this, you know, several year long court proceedings? Where was he getting who was giving him the money for this? Because, you know, Punk had a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's making bank. He made bank for a long time.
He's still in the UFC.
He's still in the UFC. AJ Lee was in
the WWE.
So they've got some money. But, you know, how is this doctor affording to keep this court case going? They're saying that WWE might have been fronting the bill.
Yeah.
The other is, so Punk also said that he was really happy for Colt more than he was happy for himself.
Yeah, because Colt Cabana could not afford it. He's doing open mics with Mick Foley,
he's wrestling Ring of Honor dates occasionally. If Punk had to pay a bunch of money, it'd be sad for Punk, but he'd probably make it work. It would ruin Colt Cabana.
Yeah, that would not be a story worth writing.
Yeah,
speaking of that, though, if this doctor has a brain in his skull, he should write a book, because that thing would be New York Times bestseller.
It still seems like he's because he's been accused of HIPAA violations.
What's that? HIPAA is like the
privacy
things like,
that hospitals and doctors have to go through. You're
not supposed to say that stuff about medical records.
Your confidentiality agreements. In fact, there was talk that he violated those.
Yeah,
because they presented. Text
I'm not saying he should release any medical records. Mm. Just his side of the story in this particular moment. Like, just be like Royal Rumble 2014.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I guess as long as it doesn't touch the medical stuff, that does seem like very, like, could be skating into ambiguous.
Would you want to read it?
I would want to read it. I don't know that it would be. I think it's legally ambiguous. I think the last thing he just, assuming WWE didn't front the whole bill for this, he just lost a lot of money in
legal fees and stuff like that.
He's never going to see a dime out of. I feel like
the publisher may come to him and offer him this up, is what
giving
I'm saying.
Punk a reason to sue him probably isn't wise, but I mean, I'd read the book.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it just seems like something to do. If his medical career is over, like you said, he should at least.
I don't think, if this is the other thing, I don't think his medical career is
over. I don't think it is either. Like, somebody will hire him, like.
You
got a pretty good resume out there. You work for the WWE, for God's sakes.
But yeah, it sounds like this is the end of a long chapter in wrestling history.
It's Dunzo Amore.
Dunzo Amore.
But speaking of that, you wanted to talk about Enzo real quick?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about court cases, might as well segue into this.
So I mentioned to you that Enzo was, the charges against him were dropped,
yes.
Right? Did you see that rap video he put out?
Uh-uh.
You didn't see it?
I did not see it, no.
I didn't listen to the rap video, but I read the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Enzo Amore, so I'll say this. I have no official opinion on whether Enzo Amore did it or did not do it.
Yes.
It sounds like that whole situation was very sticky. They had a lack of evidence. It sounds like the victim in question had some credibility issues. But also, Enzo Amore is a piece of dirt, and his didn't deny doing a bunch of drugs with her the night before. Like, that was one of the funny parts of it.
Oh, yeah.
Funny. Was that the story starts with her doing a bunch of drugs with Enzo Amore. Mm-hmm. And Enzo Amore denied the rape, but he at no point denied, yeah, oh, no, I got totally fucking lit with this girl doing coke and whatnot. Yeah. He didn't deny any of that.
Yeah.
But so they.
So know, he wrote a rap?
They dropped the charges. Yeah, Enzo Amore is pursuing a rap career now under the name Real One.
Oh, my Lord.
And he.
Is he allowed to say things like Certified G, or is he even allowed to call himself Enzo Amore?
I don't think
anymore?
He's allowed to call himself Enzo Amore.
Okay. I'm sure WWE has that patented.
He's not using the name Enzo Amore. He's going by Real One, which was his Twitter.
It's like
handle.
At Real One or something.
Yeah. So that's what he's calling himself. And then he's. In legal paperwork, he's calling himself, Eric Arndt, or whatever his real name is.
Yeah.
This rap video is basically him just, like, yelling at her and yelling at, you know, the haters. And the line consensual penis is used.
Really?
I shit you not.
Wow.
Yeah, this whole video. So any moral high ground Enzo had coming out of this being, you know, having the charges dropped, which I'm not sure is any.
Yeah.
But if you made the argument he had some, he just,
it's just
pissed
like,
it all
it's just
away.
Like, oh, he can't be on Twitter. What did he do? He just wrote a rap is what
yeah.
he did.
Well, no, I mean, as soon as the like, charges are dropped, he releases this video.
Yeah,
of,
like,
you
that's
know,
what he was doing in the meantime. Just,
yeah.
Wow, what a guy.
Yeah,
don't really make me want to give you any kind of second chance. Like,
just, yeah, so that's the thing. It's like anybody that could have felt bad for him for being falsely accused, if he was falsely
I'm
accused,
just like,
is just he's doing nothing to endear himself.
Why would
anybody.
You double down on it? I don't understand that. Like, it's just so stupid.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not. I'm not a publicist, but I imagine if this is you and you have a professional career, you go, this has been a very unfortunate situation. I feel vindicated that the charges were dropped. I feel, you know, bad this whole thing has happened. Leave it at that. And instead he's gonna make a rap video, he calls the girl a bunch of names in the video. I don't have the lines available at the moment, but he's done nothing to endear himself to the fans or back to the wrestling world.
Just not doing things the correct
way.
His
whole career is just a lesson in self-sabotage.
Yeah, like, wow. His own worst enemy, yeah.
Completely.
But, quick question. Who's more likely to come back to the WWE? Enzo or CM Punk?
Enzo.
Enzo, really?
Because, here's the thing. WWE probably doesn't want anything to do with either guy right now.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. Because I know Vince is probably likely to want to do business with CM Punk again. Vince is well known for...
He brought Bret Hart back,
yeah, Vince
and Bret
is
Hart
well,
punched him in the face.
Yeah, Vince
like,
is well
if you
known,
can overlook that.
Vince is well known for wanting to work things out. He enjoys mending bridges with people.
The fans get a pop out of it, too.
Yeah, the fans
like,
get
it's
a pop.
It's good business.
It sounds to me like Triple H is no CM Punk fan, though. Triple H is a lot angrier about the way CM Punk left than Vince was.
There is a history of grudge holding.
Yeah,
between
so
people
I don't think.
Too, so.
Yeah, I don't think Triple H and CM Punk ever saw eye to eye, and I feel like there was a lot of hard feelings there. So I think if Vince is in power, CM Punk has a chance. I would say Triple H would not be likely to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
So CM Punk doesn't want to come back, and the future head of the company, the guy who's pulling a lot of strings right now, anyway. Doesn't want him back.
So very unlikely.
I'm pretty sure Enzo would come back if he was invited back.
That's fair.
I'm sure he has no issue coming back. And the question is, wouldn't management want him back?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I think Enzo would be welcome back first, but that's because the WWE has a history of paying for people's rehab. And like you were saying, like,
yeah, no, I
you have
Enzo,
no problem of doing coke with this lady. And
Enzo,
like,
Enzo
you know,
Enzo is definitely, I would imagine, is going to be a guy that probably will wind up.
He's going to end up on the Jeff Jarrett train, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, just, WWE pays for everybody's rehab, no questions asked. It doesn't matter what standing you're in with a company. It's like part of their wellness thing is anyone. Who's ever wrestled for the company?
Like, oh, you worked for us.
Gets
oh,
can get company sponsored rehab.
Yeah, which is a good policy. I like.
No,
I think about the WWE.
I would think
like,
for the way they kind of, I don't know that they pushed steroids on anybody, but they definitely encouraged it.
Yeah, it was definitely
the way
heavily used in the locker room, and they didn't do anything to stop it by any means.
The environment they fostered, I think it's a good look for them to go, all right, we definitely didn't do anything to curb drug use for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
So if Now, after working for our company, you're hooked on drugs, we're going to take care of you.
Yeah, that's fair. But that's a good stance all the way around.
It's a good stance. It's also because very good
for them. Because, you know, pro wrestling, you want to be bigger, stronger. Yeah.
It's good for them publicity-wise, too.
You're in a lot of pain. And you're in the public eye a lot. Mm-hmm. It's that rock star mentality.
Well, that, too.
It's very slippery slope and easy to get dragged down the wrong path.
It looks really bad for the WWE if someone who hasn't worked for the company in 10 years... you know, dies of a drug overdose, it still looks bad for WWE.
Looks like they turned their back on him.
Yeah, so it looks better for WWE to save the lives of their former employees than to get the bad press of, you know, guy that used to work for them that's, you know, all strung up. So
think about it. Like, oh, Valvinus dies tomorrow in like a hotel room. Not wishing any ill harm on the big Valboski at all, you guys. I'm a fan. But just hypothetically, he drops dead from a heroin overdose.
The headline will read, former WWE wrestler dies of drug overdose.
Yes, that's exactly what it'll be. It'll be on Entertainment Tonight. It'll be on ABC
WWF
News.
Or WWE will be in the headline before the name of the person who died.
Exactly.
Every time. So it's in their best interest to look after these former employees because, it's morally right thing to do, and I'd like to think that the guys that run WWE care.
Yeah,
also,
I like to think
from
that
a
too.
Business financial standpoint, it makes sense to look after those guys.
Yes.
Stephanie's been quoted saying, like, philanthropy is the next big thing in, like, running a business. You know, what you give to charity, what you do for other people will build your company.
Yeah, good reputation is important.
That's why they're reaching out with the Warrior Awards stuff. That's all Stephanie pushing for. Like, she believes that those campaigns are very good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that's another step of they're like, yeah, we're not going to make our money back on this drug rehab thing. We're losing money on it, per se, but it's good for us in the long run.
Yeah. So that's all the court cases we have for you guys this episode, but stay tuned to the Undisputed Podcast of the World. I'm sure we'll go into the Hulk Hogan steroid case.
Yeah,
sure. I'm sure we'll go into, didn't they have one on Raw where Mick Foley was defending somebody?
I'm pretty sure
Eric Bischoff or somebody?
It was Eric Bischoff and Mick Foley a court case.
I'm sure we'll talk about that one in the future.
All right, yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Eric Bischoff or Mick Foley pulls out an RC Cola.
Yeah.
And someone goes, why does Mick Foley drink RC Cola? Because he loves cheap pop.
Oh, boom. Shout out to Mick Foley. By the way, buy one of his Wanted Dead t-shirts.
I want one of those really bad.
One day a year they go on sale. And this is
the
last time he's doing it. So.
Yeah. WWE's now selling the Wanted Dead or Alive shirts.
Yeah.
The only way to get the Wanted Dead ones are from him, and apparently this is the last
Mick Foley says before he had a say in that he should be wanted alive, this is the t-shirt they sold back when he was Cactus Jack. So, limited of time. It's very limited at this point, so hit that up right now.
Yeah, all that money. That money goes to charity too. I believe. I think he donates. I forget where he donates it. All that money goes to charity.
Yeah, no issue with him at all. He's a great dude. So, are we ready for the Raw rebuild here?
Let's
Showtime.
Do it. Hashtag right. Rescue Raw.
Rescue Raw. Hashtag Raw rebuild. Just man.
All right. So you got a lot of notes there.
I'm gonna defer to you. All right, we'll start with. The first thing I would do with Monday Night Raw, until further notice, we open the show with Roman Reigns. That is what we do. Like it or not, we are not ending with him at all. He's got enough heat for the fans to erupt and be interested, but not enough for them to stay, apparently. And what I would do is immediately throw him in with John Cena with a feud. Immediately. As soon as possible. John Cena's not doing anything right now. Roman Reigns needs the help.
Okay.
And
so you want Roman opening shows. You want a Roman promo or storyline opening on the show?
Yeah, either calling somebody out or having a match
Are we keeping Roman Reigns babyface on this?
No, I want Cena to be the babyface in this.
You want Roman Reigns
I just want Roman to just be fed up. I want fed up Roman Reigns.
Gotcha.
Like, I've worked I want him essentially to become The Rock.
Because my thing is this, Roman Reigns and Cena did a program Cena trounced him on the mic every time.
Yeah.
That famous, you know, Roman, you know, Cena going, yeah. you're gonna have to learn to get, you're called promo, son, you're gonna have to learn to talk, you know?
Yeah. I want part two of that. I want him to be like, so, did you learn anything since the last time I've been here there, Roman?
The problem was that ended with Roman beating Cena clean, Cena shaking Roman's hand and walking off, which I disagreed with. I felt like that...
That feud has so much more to it. Like,
you want Roman Reigns to be fed up.
I want Roman Reigns fed up. He's like, to hell with you people. I bust my ass for you.
How do we get there? What Roman Reigns is turning. How does he do it?
I want him to get screwed out of the championship again. This is his last chance with Brock.
Okay, which is scheduled to be a thing. It sounds like SummerSlam is going to be the Brock final battle. Roman.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody's pointing at Roman to win this thing, and Roman. I just want Roman to get screwed, just like in the worst way. Like, I don't know if you have Heyman low blow him or something like that, or foot on the rope, referee doesn't see it, or just end it in a disqualification. It could be a total sham of a finish. It doesn't matter. Roman Reigns is fed up with this because Brock's the office's boy, and, you know, that's what it is. And then Cena comes out because he's the office boy in charge, and he'll fight Brock's dirty work for him or whatever. He defends the company. He'll defend the WWE till the day he dies, and he's not doing anything right now.
So what you're saying, so SummerSlam, we'll say.
SummerSlam, yes.
Roman Lesnar. Lesnar wins... With dirty tactics.
Screw job.
Okay, so we'll say...
Like, Money in the Bank winner comes out and fakes it out and everything, and then just Roman's distracted and loses. You know what I mean? I don't... That whole thing is...
I think you gotta leave Money in the Bank out. I think if you want to screw Roman, I think that Heyman gets banned from ringside.
Okay.
Heyman is banned from ringside, but somehow manages to get involved. So, okay. they're going to call this, like, Roman's last chance. Roman says, well, if this is my last chance, Heyman need not be out there.
Well, we can do it this way because I have more to do with this later. We can have Angle out there. Heyman comes out. Angle comes out to stop him. Okay. And then Angle ends up hitting, somehow, Reigns with a chair or something because Heyman has a chair or whatever.
You've got a big cluster.
Big cluster,
right out in front of the announce tables.
Brock pins Roman.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Referee didn't see a damn thing. And we're out.
So what it could be is falls count anyway.
Yeah.
But let's make it a street fight.
Why not?
Street rules. Roman Reigns. Brock hasn't been like in a street fight in a long time. So Brock comes out, you know. Give him the beard. Have him grow his beard out. Have him in jeans.
Yeah.
Tape up his fists. No gloves. We're doing tape.
Yep.
Kurt Angle, special guest referee. Roman Reigns throws a fit about how the referees screwed him at Greatest Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Angle goes, well, all right, the only person I can trust to referee this well is me.
Yes.
So Angle is special referee.
Yep.
Angle does something. In the meantime... Lesnar can kind of be flexing his muscles to Angle.
Yep.
To kind of get Angle hot at Lesnar, you know. Yeah. You know, I don't ever have to show up with this belt, you know. Right. I can do whatever I want to you, and you can't.
I want either him or Heyman to say things like, "Yeah, last time I was in the ring with Roman, I busted him real good. I'm just gonna make him bleed again, leave him a pile there, and not be able to."
But part of it is antagonizing Angle too. So
Angle has to become involved.
Yeah, Angle has to get involved. Angle's the special guest referee, but also has some heat with Lesnar.
I would have him say things like, "I'm gonna beat Roman just like the way I used to beat you down." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just make it personal. That's what you got to do with these things.
So then Angle goes to hit Lesnar or Heyman,
mm-hmm.
catches Roman.
Roman bleeds. Big shot. You know?
Roman's out cold.
Yeah.
Lesnar pins Roman. Kurt Angle just begrudgingly has to count the three.
Yeah.
Like he's just,
yeah, he can't.
He
can't
doesn't
not.
Counter it. He just angles.
One, like, two, hesitation. Three,
you know, counts it, throws his hands in the air, and walks off because he, you know, he's mad that it happened.
Yep.
Lesnar's your champ, and then Roman goes on a tear the next night on Raw.
Yep. Well, I want Roman to open up, come out the show, booze or whatever.
No, I think Angle opens the show. Angle opens the show to, like, address the situation.
Uh-huh. You want somebody to confront him, or do you
Yeah, no, Reigns is going to confront him.
Okay.
So Angle's got security.
Okay, I can work with this.
Angle's
got
security.
Yes.
Reigns comes out and just kills security.
Mm-hmm.
Just tears them all apart. And then, to be honest, I don't like Kurt Angle as an authority figure on
Raw. Well, just hold on. I'm getting there. I want Reigns to beat everybody down. I want him to Superman punch Angle. I want him to spear him twice, mm-hmm. and then just leave him there. So and then go to commercial. Mm-hmm. Go to commercial. Angle's in the back. Walks into Stephanie's office. I quit. I'm sick of this. People keep putting their hands on me. Nobody listens to me. I don't get respect. Angle quits.
I disagree. I think Angle. So Angle, Roman gets his hands on Angle. Roman, like, cripples Angle. Angle's got that surgically repaired neck.
Yeah.
You want to know how we get Roman some heat?
How do we get? We bust out the pile driver.
We give Roman the pile driver. We're giving Roman Reigns the pile driver.
You didn't like him before. Wait till he pile drives every one of your heroes: Kurt Angle, John Cena, just Vince McMahon. Like, so you know what I mean?
Roman hits a super. You know, Angle's trying to talk Roman down. Roman, you know, Superman punches Angle. Angle's bleeding.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that with this new TV deal, maybe we can. Not that we're not going to be PG anymore, but that we get a little bit more leeway with some blood.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So we've got Angle bleeding. Roman hits spear one.
Okay.
Spear two.
Mm-hmm.
People are checking on Angle. You know,
referees are telling him to go to the bed.
Roman Reigns attacks the referees, attacks the doctor.
Puts his hands on everybody.
At this point, who do we have on commentary right now?
Corey Graves, Michael Cole, and either Booker T or another
coach.
Coach, yeah.
Booker T's working that night.
Yeah, okay.
Booker T comes down from the announce table.
Checks on
to check on his buddy Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
You know, talking, come on, Roman, don't do this. Roman attacks Booker T.
Yep, yep. Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's fun.
And then he picks Angle up. The security's there. Vince has come out.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is, you know, Roman, you need to stop. Roman's got Kurt Angle by the scruff of his shirt. Roman, his head's dangling.
Yeah.
Angle is unconscious.
Yes. Just a pile of blood in Roman's hands.
He looks asleep. Roman Reigns looks like he's going to stop.
Pile driver. Everybody would be expecting a power bomb because he's Roman Reigns. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, put him in that position, make him think about it, and then just pile driver.
And the whole time, Vince is begging him not to do it.
You just have everybody hands on, like, on their heads, just big eyes.
They're bringing the stretcher down. And Roman Reigns,
Michael Cole, Michael Cole, quiet voice.
We're using our own voice.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The whole time Roman's not angry. Isn't hollering. Roman is methodical, and he's just slow and quiet, and he'll walk past. He'll look at Vince McMahon in the eye and just walk past him.
Yeah, no words.
Doesn't say a word.
Doesn't need words.
Roman Reigns can't talk.
Don't make him talk.
Does not need to talk.
He can be the Samoan badass that Paul Heyman claims he is. He can be that.
So here's the thing. Let's say Paul Heyman was banned from ringside at SummerSlam and still makes his way out.
Yeah.
If Vince McMahon is threatening to, you know, saying he's gonna, he suspends Roman, threatening to fire him.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, he's not even on camera. He gets a letter from Roman's lawyer saying, Paul Heyman was contractually not supposed to be.
At
the ringside at SummerSlam.
He was.
The match is null. Roman Reigns gets a rematch.
So they can't fire him.
And if they fire him, Roman Reigns, breach of contract, that he's gonna sue
the
company.
He's gonna own WWE, Vince would never let happen. Yeah, so we got the storyline.
You know, he'll have more money than his cousin The Rock because he's taken
the WWE. That's a great line. Yeah. That's a great line right there. Just give that to him.
So Cena
could defend the company at this point.
So we've got SummerSlam. So what's SummerSlam?
They do TLC or
no? So we're gonna stretch because this is
the big one. Survivor Series.
The suspension needs to last a minute.
Okay.
Survivor Series will be the next big one. I don't know if we can wait to blow it off till Survivor Series though.
Okay.
What's in October? Is October Hell in a Cell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell is a good spot to do it.
Hell in a Cell. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Hell in a Cell. Paul Heyman turns on Lesnar. joins Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns now is a mouthpiece.
Yep. He's the new big dog in town. He's a Samoan badass.
He's going to demolish Lesnar.
Everybody. He's going to demolish everybody.
Lesnar's the first one to go.
Yep. Lesnar puts Roman
and
over.
And you're not... Here's the thing. Reigns isn't on TV.
Yeah, and you make him do the same thing that Brock did.
Reigns is off TV till Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
He's gonna send his lawyer in to do all... They're going to have a contract signed where they're going to pimp him being there. Lesnar's going to be there. His lawyer's going to come out and sign the contract.
No Roman.
He's going to... We need to do something with his look. I don't quite know what it is.
Yeah, no. The shield look needs to go.
But when he comes back for Hell in a Cell, he's going to look different. I think he needs to keep the hair.
He can keep the hair.
He definitely needs a different look. We're losing the vest.
Different t-shirt for sure.
But so that so
maybe give him like red or something. Give him a color or something. Yeah. I don't know. Something but different. Then you know, change his look a little bit.
But then we've got Roman Reigns is now your world champion. Lesnar can take a little time off, and if he comes back, he can be a babyface. With a guy to talk for Lesnar, Paul Heyman can like, kind of act as his lawyer in that situation.
For Reigns, you mean?
Yeah, for Reigns.
Yeah.
He's his mouthpiece. And now we've got the Universal title back on Raw, which is going. I feel like the lack of a world title on Raw is hurting it.
It is. I've been saying
Lesnar not being around is hurting, and I think Lesnar WWE be fine if he wasn't also the champ.
Yeah,
but WWE seems dead set on him breaking CM Punk's
record. He's gonna break that record. But he's gonna. We know. We talked about him not wrestling until
SummerSlam. We'll get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And once he's broken that record,
what does he got?
I think WWE will be more likely to put the title on someone else.
Yeah, I do too. Move it around a little bit.
So now we've got a monster heel.
Yep.
Who's just killing people. He's got a means of talking, and the world title's back on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Cena can be the first one to challenge Reigns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cena's going to job to Reigns.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cena is going to be picked apart like he's never been picked apart. So that's our world title picture
that's
for a while.
The Universal title, right there.
The other thing they're doing is Seth Rollins is the workhorse right now.
Yeah, yep,
Seth Rollins is wrestling long matches and he's putting on clinics and he's just going to town. You're gonna build Seth Rollins as your next big baby.
He's your essentially your TV champion because he's on TV. He's defending the title. He's calling everybody. He's answering all challenges. Like
Seth Rollins is your next big baby face. So it sounds like Seth Rollins and Elias are scheduled to wrestle for the Intercontinental title at Money in the Bank.
Yes.
Because we're not booking, I feel like Elias might win. And that's all right. Because you know what WWE stands for?
Walk with Elias! Yes. Yes. It definitely does do that.
But I think that if we're gonna make Seth Rollins the next big baby face,
I think you need to make Rollins win here.
Rollins needs to keep that title.
Like, it ain't going to hurt Elias at
Rollins,
all here.
Rollins should be gunning for the longest Intercontinental title reign.
I see you on that, but there's no... Elias doesn't need a belt right now.
No, Elias doesn't
need it. Elias is over. He doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. Like, it will help his character this much. Like, not even a ton.
His shtick is fine. He doesn't need...
He's fine. People will come out. He'll talk shit about a crowd.
Do you play a little instrument
and then get out.
Oh, do you remember, latter days of ECW, you have your ECW world champion, you have your ECW television champion.
Yeah.
Do you remember how Rob Van Dam defended the title all the time and held it forever?
Yeah.
And how it led to a real debate of which is actually more prestigious?
The world title
or the television title?
Yeah, exactly.
I want that to happen with WWE. Roman as Universal Champion and Seth is Intercontinental Champion.
I want them
parallel. They are never to touch.
Mm-hmm.
But people are going to be talking.
You can set up the big main event.
People are
going to
be talking
that
Seth, you know.
Seth is a better champion than Roman is.
Seth is the better champion. The Intercontinental Championship is more prestigious than the Universal. The Universal title's new. And that's a dumb name.
But look at Roman. He's rolling over Brock. He doesn't roll over Cena.
Oh, and Roman's destroying people. And Roman is not breaking a sweat.
No,
you're not. Roman wrestling 30-minute matches is done.
We don't need it.
Roman is tearing people up, and Seth is running.
Seth's run the gauntlet every night.
Seth is closing shows.
Yeah.
Seth is closing pay-per-views with, 35-minute, tear the house down, Intercontinental Champion. And Seth is going to start it for a few months going, this is the belt.
This
on
is
Raw.
The belt.
Forget
the belt.
Forget that red.
Forget
that,
the part.
Forget that red. That red monstrosity. You know, yep. Roman Reigns is around. You know, ducking people. He can wear a suit now. You know. You know, he's not the Roman I knew.
Roman might as well change his name to Brock Lesnar. He's never here.
Exactly. Yeah,
you can literally cut that promo.
You know, I'm the champion to be, and then you lead. This is your Mania feud.
Yeah. No, you can totally do that,
because I was never impressed with the Roman Seth Rollins matches we had. Like that was such a heated feud, and it never felt big enough.
No, this would definitely do that.
You've got your
people would pick sides. People would hate Roman. People would love Seth. Like, the working man's behind Seth Rollins here.
Yeah.
Because he's there every week.
Seth is still, you know, maybe not every week, but every few weeks, you know, open challenges for Intercontinental title matches. You can bring guys up from NXT just to challenge for it, like they were doing with Cena when he was doing those U.S. title matches.
Yes.
You know, all right, here comes, you know, Johnny Gargano is going to challenge Seth Rollins. Oh, they tear the house down. Handshake, you know, this will be you one day.
Chad Gable, bam, Seth Rollins,
yeah,
bam.
Yeah, just
clinic.
These guys that can wrestle, aren't getting pushed.
Yeah.
I don't know that they can get a push out of it necessarily, but they can... it'll be an opportunity for them to get some TV time.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of, you've got your world title.
Yep.
The Roman's definitely going to be a little more scarce. He's definitely not going to be as scarce as Lesnar is.
No, not
but
that.
But he's not defending the title every time. He's definitely...
He'll be having a lot of squash matches.
Yep.
Like, that's essentially what I'm assuming Roman's going to be doing here.
You're going
to... Heyman, he'll be out there with Heyman. Heyman will just talk for him, and then they'll go back to the back.
And you're gonna Roman the whole time is just gonna have that blank I don't care look on his face, that smirk, you know, that.
Anytime he has to do anything on Raw, he's gonna be all like, asked for this, I'm gonna destroy this guy.
Like, I don't want to work tonight. Oh, you're gonna get, and the whole time, you know, people, you know, why is Roman like this? You know, you did this.
You did this to him.
He fought for you.
He wanted to be your guy.
He killed it. He went out at WrestleMania and put his body on the line. You know, fought hard, got busted wide open, and you cheered.
You booed for him.
You cheered him getting destroyed, and now he doesn't care about you. And booing him doesn't bother him either. You booed him when you were supposed to cheer him.
Yeah.
You booing him doesn't bother him either. He doesn't care about you.
Exactly. That's what you need to do with him.
Mm.
So,
The Rock...
Yeah, trying to talk him down.
You can have, like, The Rock will come back to... The Rock will come back to Raw.
It'll be like
just for a guest appearance, you
either
know,
like a history of Raw or an anniversary.
No, some kind of special episode. The Rock will come in and, you know, cut like a feel good promo, and Roman will come out to the ring. You know, you're in my ring. Hey, you know, cousin, you're in my ring. Like, this isn't.
You left to go do that.
This is my turf now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, maybe Roman, you know, clocks. He's the Rock. That his ability to be physically involved is pretty limited.
Yeah. Because he'll throw a rock bottom or a people's elbow here and there.
Yeah.
His
ability to take bumps is very limited. But Roman Reigns gets some kind of heat on him or something. You know.
Oh where, yeah, definitely.
Just to kind of show that he doesn't care about his family either, like. You know, the Usos can, you know, come and say something to you. I don't care about you guys. And then so you've got your world title feud. You know, your monster heel.
Yep.
Intercontinental's
done.
Your upper mid card title.
Yep.
Cruiserweights.
Well, hold on. I want to do women.
Women's first.
We got the women's title. We got Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax coming up at this pay per view.
Gotcha. Who do you got?
I got Nia. I got Ronda. Ronda's going to be... She's got the namesake. You put her here. Give her the title. That's what you
want
to do.
That you want Ronda as champ.
I want her more than Nia.
I want Ronda getting screwed.
I want Ronda to be the corporate champion. I want her to be in Stephanie's pocket.
Can we have two... Monster heel. Can we have a monster heel champion as the women's champion and a monster heel?
We can make Ronda a face if you want.
So my thought is my thought is this. Ronda can. I don't love putting the title on her yet. I don't want her to keep it.
I want whoever wins Money in the Bank to cash in on Ronda.
I want Ronda winning the world title. The women's title for the first time would be a big deal. So I have it booked there. For Nia, Ronda, We're going to say Natalya. Yeah. Natalya wins the... Natalya cashes in.
Yeah.
In the middle of the match.
So it's a triple threat. It's like a WrestleMania style.
A lot like what Seth Rollins did. Natalya... Now, here's a question. Does Natalya pin Ronda or does Natalya pin Nia?
Nia.
You think that you want it? You want... Okay. Yeah. I could hear an argument for that. So Natalya pins Nia.
Yeah.
Ronda loses the match technically.
But it wasn't pinned.
Didn't eat a pin.
Yep.
Didn't job to anybody. Yep. And now she's been turned on by her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronda can chase the title that way. You can probably... make that last until SummerSlam or even Survivor Series.
That's fair.
So I feel like we're shooting our wad on this Ronda World Champion thing way too soon.
Okay, well I
don't feel like she's ready as a wrestler, and I feel like this could be a much bigger moment that does not need to happen at a Money in the Bank pay per view.
See, I was going with you have Ronda win,
mm-hmm.
like she's your big face happy moment or whatever. Money in the Bank winner Alexa Bliss comes out, slams her down. Pins her real quick, 1, 2, 3, and then fucking.
Don't you feel like her Ronda winning the world title, the women's title, should be like a big deal though? Like I feel like it
I understand
be,
what
I feel
you're
like
saying,
that would
block. Like,
I feel like having her lose it so quick, like in a second.
So maybe Ronda doesn't need to win it, but I want Alexa to be my champion.
Okay, so she knows
after Money in the Bank.
So I think Natalya makes the most sense story, the most story sense storyline wise, because they're pushing her as like a friend that she trained with.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do. Is Alexa can win the title from Nia,
yeah.
and then somehow have Natalya turn on Ronda in a non-title situation.
See, I'm so over Natalya. I don't want Natalya anywhere near this. See,
I want Natalya and Ronda to have a little little tiff. I actually think that's a good way. I think that's even better. So Alexa wins the title.
Yeah.
Natalya somehow turns on Ronda after Money in the Bank.
Uh-huh.
So that Natalya and Ronda get a couple of matches without the title involved.
Yeah.
And then when Ronda is ready, she goes, all right, now I'm going to get that title. And okay. Natalya's out of the picture. And you've got a couple more. You've got, the goddess Alexa ruling Raw.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll give you any three women. If you want it to be Natalya, Nia, and Ronda in the title picture, that's mm-hmm. fine. But essentially, the big picture here is to have the Riot Squad run all of them over. I want the Riot Squad to jump every one of these individually. So that way you have 3-on-3. And then essentially, you're going to have Ruby Riot win your title.
Okay, so break this down for me. So you got... All right, so Money in the Bank match. Set it up for me. Who wins Money in the Bank? Who wins the women's Money in the Bank?
I don't... It doesn't... That part does not
that
matter.
That does not
to,
matter.
That does not matter to me. Okay. Like we could essentially put it... Let Nia retain it, if that's what you want. Because you think Ronda needs to have a bigger moment, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. So, Nia retains via count-out.
Some kind of screwy finish.
Via count-out. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Then, so then...
Raw the next day,
they have their rematch...
Ronda Rousey breaks Nia's arm or something like that, and then Alexa cashes in.
Okay, sure.
You know what I mean. You want those? You want three women?
So we've got
feuding.
We've got Alexa. So we don't want Ronda to break Nia's arm, but we want Ronda to give the beat down to Nia.
Yeah, essentially. Okay. Essentially.
So,
you know what I mean?
So
just beat her really bad to the point where she's not gonna get up.
Okay. So Nia's hurt.
Yeah.
Alexa cashes in. Wins the title.
Yes.
She
can rule Raw until SummerSlam or
okay.
whatever.
So, do you want the Riot Squad to be attacking Alexa too, or do you want Alexa different for... So do you,
I want them to be indifferent till SummerSlam.
So I guess what I'm wondering is this. So we're setting up a Ronda Nia X... versus the Riot Squad.
Yes.
Do you want Alexa to be that X and bring the women's title in here? Or do you want Alexa separate so she can defend the world title, the women's title, separately from this feud?
I want her with.
You want Alexa with?
With, yes.
Okay.
For the star power sake of this.
So then the week after, Alexa's celebrating her title win.
Yes.
Nia comes out and is what the hell, and then Ronda comes out. It looks like they're going to have a big throwdown. The Riot Squad comes out and just beats them all down and goes...
No, I want Angle to put them in a triple threat for a main event of Raw.
Okay.
Those three in a triple threat of Raw.
Okay.
They killer match, whatever. They wrestle for 17 minutes.
Sure.
And then the Riot Squad comes out and they jump Nia.
Just put the boots to everybody.
And they jump Ronda. They leave Alexa alone.
They let Alexa walk.
Let Alexa walk. And then you do that. for a couple times. Every once in a while, you'll see Nia in the back, beat down. Every once in a while,
why is the Riot Squad doing this? What's their position?
Is that they're trying to make friendly with Alexa here. They're trying to make friendly with Alexa.
So they're not
for now.
Their thought is, we're fine with Alexa, but we're mad at these two.
Yeah.
And then
these two were the main event for what reason? Like, we're mad at them.
Nia's not any good, and who is
Ronda
to be here?
Alexa's at least been here. She's come through NXT just like we have. You know what I mean? Like,
sure. And then hi Chris. Chris running around with a chicken with his head cut off.
Yep.
And then you have Ruby Riott turn on Alexa at some point.
The whole
Riott Squad will turn on Alexa. Yep. Ruby Riott wins the title, and then that kind of switches Alexa face to join Nia and Ronda to face off against the Ruby Riott with the title, and then Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan,
absolutely.
I like that. Yeah. That's got some. That could take you to Mania. There's a lot of story to tell there.
Like, there's enough talent on Raw with the women to do this, and there's like I said, it didn't matter who it was. There's enough talent here and good wrestlers.
To be honest, I think a Ruby Riott Ronda Rousey match would actually be pretty good.
I want to see it. Exactly.
So
that's what you could do. You set this 3-on-3 up. You can have 1-on-1 matches between individuals.
But if that's your blow off, because I imagine this ends with Ronda winning the title.
Yeah,
that's your blow off.
That's the feather in your cap.
Maybe you end up having you could have a 5 women match, or maybe add a 6 somewhere, if someone's getting over pretty good, where it's Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan of the Riot Squad.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Nia, Alexa, yep. Ronda, and someone. Actually, Elimination Chamber is before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Women's Elimination Chamber match.
Got it. Let's do it.
You
got all 6 of them.
Yeah,
No,
you want Ruby Riott to defend at Mania, don't you?
Yeah.
The winner faces Ruby at Mania.
So let's put the 2 Riot Squad people in there.
2 Riot Squad members. You've got Nia and Alexa. You've got Ronda.
You can put Natalya there because we wanted to put Natalya.
I only wanted Natalya because it made sense storyline wise. I'm done with Natalya as well, but I thought it continuity wise it made sense.
Give me Mickey James.
Mickey James. Mickey James can go. The other thing too is we're gonna have some women come up here pretty quick from NXT. Maybe there's
Ember Moon can do it.
Ember Moon. That's who you want.
There you go.
Moon is in the Elimination Chamber match too. Because we get like a cool Eclipse off a Chamber.
Yeah, there you go. I see what you did there.
That would be great.
It'd be bootyful. I'm sorry. My inner pig is coming out.
So that sounds perfect for the women.
Exactly. And then, I need to address this. Braun Strowman and Finn Balor. I would have these guys feud with each other. I would have Braun squash them every week. Squash them. Squash them. Squash them. Until finally, let's do it at SummerSlam. He's about to squash him again. Until all of a sudden, the Young Bucks come out. And the Young Bucks and Finn Balor take out Braun Strowman.
Hang on.
Super kick party showtime. I know, exactly. That's the pop I want.
Hang on.
Not only am I fixing Balor, I'm fixing the tag division too.
You took the... We've got the book for Raw, and you're hiring the Young Bucks.
Yep.
I didn't know we could do this. Mm-hmm. We're playing with a different set of rules.
Yes, we are.
I did not know we were hiring the Young Bucks.
We are hiring the Young Bucks. I want everybody to be that surprised about this. And then, that... Just do what you want with that. But that's how I'm fixing Raw.
Braun's just killing Finn every week. And Finn keeps coming back.
People think he's going to be the demon at SummerSlam. He's killing him so bad. Like, oh, he's got to be the demon. He's got a big surprise.
And he comes out as
babyface Balor.
Finn goes, I've got a way to beat you. I've got a secret weapon.
I've got an insurance policy.
I've got a secret weapon. Yeah. You're not ready for what I have. Uh-huh. No one's ready. And everybody's thinking the demon.
Yep.
Or maybe the club.
Maybe the club. Yeah, exactly.
And they get the Young Bucks?
They get the Young Bucks. Yeah, yeah. Tell me, I don't know how to book a fucking WWE company. Put me on the payroll, guys.
So what are the Young Bucks doing with? So
we're super kick party. We're taking out Strowman to begin with, but essentially they're my guys.
You're gonna feed the Young Bucks. Strowman to the Young Bucks. They're gonna get over by. Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna have a Hardy Wyatt feud with them. Gotcha. The B team is gonna be your Cinderella team, who's never gonna quite achieve. They're gonna be your underachievers.
You're gonna get over there, but so do you just want? So it's gonna is Balor gonna be a permanent staple with the Young Bucks or the?
I want that stable. Are we
adding any? So we're making the Balor Club.
Yeah,
we're making the Balor Club.
Yep.
Are we adding anyone else to it? Or are we just
not yet? Just right here because you got them, and then you can have Styles and the Club on SmackDown. That's fine.
Okay, we're setting up for Styles, yeah. Gallows, Anderson versus.
Since you got two shows running here, so you might as well.
Do we want, so if it's Survivor, so where is this happening?
Yeah, this could be SummerSlam. SummerSlam or the pay-per-view after.
SummerSlam, so
maybe Hell in a Cell.
We're thinking TLC.
TLC, yeah. That, okay, I'm like, so the one in the middle.
So we're thinking so TLC. The shows are co-branded. After Balor and the Young Bucks come out,
mm-hmm.
are we gonna have Styles and the club just are we gonna have them, you know, too sweet, you know, happy to see
we'll
you,
man? We'll have them too sweet, but you want them to face each other at Survivor
Series. No, sure, but when they first meet up, you're like, oh, you know, good brothers, you know, happy, you know, we're happy you're here, you know.
Hug it out, all that good stuff, too sweet. You got that feel-good moment.
Mm.
The wrestling universe is happy for a solid 30 seconds until they figure out everything wrong with it. Mm. You know how it is.
That can set up for a great Raw versus SmackDown for Survivor Series. So if you can go Balor, Young Bucks, two other people, Styles...
The Club.
Two other people. I would also think that having Finn... And Rollins feud for the Intercontinental title at some point.
That'd be perfect.
And then the Young Bucks are involved. Then maybe Rollins can get, you know, a team to join up with him. I'm thinking Gable and Benjamin because Gable and Jordan. We bring back Eric Alpha reforms.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, because they won't be doing anything at this point. Yeah,
because Kurt Angle's gone.
Yeah, Angle's
and
gone.
And I would like. If we can never mention the Jordan Angle thing again, I'm good with it.
That's fine.
I'm good. Like, that's that fine. That like, can be lost to history.
That can be just one of those things like Vince McMahon's illegitimate child.
Yeah, if you want to mention it on commentary once in a while, fine. We don't need to pay. Like, yeah. It does not need to be remembered that way.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that would be a, you know, a great few that, you know, so then you've got the Young Bucks running your Raw tag division then.
Yep.
I imagine they're going to get the titles very quickly.
Pretty quick, yeah.
Not much of a chase there.
Not much. They're going to be contenders pretty soon. Make them win tag team turmoil or something. Like, you know what I mean? Show off their skills. Show them super kicking people.
And then what do you... do you have anything else? So we're going to reform American Alpha.
Yep.
Then the Young Bucks can have some great matches.
Yep.
Young Bucks are your tag champs.
Yep.
Anything else you want to do with the tag division?
I want to split up Hardy and Wyatt. I want to split them up so hard. It doesn't work.
I'm over both of them.
I like Woken and Matt, but like Bray hasn't impressed me in the last 3 years. Like with like he's just been doing the same shtick.
So WWE just signed that big TV deal, so they're gonna have a little extra money to throw around. But let's work under the assumption that WWE is not gonna want to spend too much more money on talent.
Yeah.
Do you think we release Bray Wyatt? Do you think we keep him around? I'm ready to let Bray Wyatt.
I don't think they will let him go. They like his entrance. Trebuchet general manager. Trebuchet lets Bray Wyatt go.
If I'm booking Raw, and I've also got the book.
Matt Hardy
can stay
in my Intercontinental division.
Matt Hardy's great mid card. Bray Wyatt is released. Bray Wyatt can go to the Indies. Bray Wyatt can go to Japan. And then if a couple of years Bray Wyatt does something, he's not Bray Wyatt anymore. And he does something different.
Yeah,
bring him back, and he can But he needs to be away from the WWE.
Absolutely. I still want a tag team from the Cruiserweights to come up. I don't care who it is. I don't care if they give me like Cedric Alexander, Mustafa Ali. It doesn't matter.
Do you want them babyface?
Yeah, I want them to be faces.
You want them to be faces? Oh, I'm thinking the two people, Kalis, the other two guys, Lean Dorildo.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name is. And what's the other guy? Fuck. The two luchadors that aren't Kalisto.
Okay. Bring them up. Either way, Cruiserweight's the feud with the Young Bucks is perfect.
Sure. Like, so you know what I mean? Those guys have chemistry. They're both masked wrestlers.
Yeah.
So you're going to sell some masks out of it. Yep. They're on Raw. I believe that we need to start. I'm done with 205 Live. 205 Live is scrapped in my mind.
I understand that.
The Cruiserweight title is back on Raw.
If you want to do that,
give it some real feuds.
That's fine.
So right now, Cedric Alexander is your champ. I think we give the title to, Aria Davari.
Okay. They got a little bit of heat.
I think it's time that we run another anti-American angle.
You want to give Davari? You want to give him gender too? Or?
I think, here's the thing. I think we give Aria Davari.
Yeah.
I think we give him some muscle.
Okay.
I don't think it's gender.
No.
But I think he needs a non-cruiserweight...
Heavy.
Middle Eastern heavy. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if we... You know what it is?
What is it?
WWE just signed Keith Lee.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Keith Lee?
A little bit.
Bask in his glory. Keith Lee comes up.
Yeah.
Keith Lee is Aria Davari's like heavy.
Yeah.
And Aria Davari is cutting Muhammad Hassan promos.
Oh boy, I like this. This is good.
He's getting that heat. And I mean, I don't know how far the world, fucking Keith Lee can be fucking Nation of Islam. He can be, you know, he make him anti-American, you know.
People would boo it. Fuck people would want to see him get
fuck
beat
Americans,
up.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know, so Davari is doing well, and you know Keith is, you know, winning his matches with him. I imagine he's not gonna be Keith Lee anymore either, so
yeah.
Give him, you know, a name that he can use.
That's fine. Since you're dissolving 205 Live, I want Rockstar Spud to team with Ethan Carter III. Tag team.
I'll check.
They're feuding with the B team.
Here's the thing.
They're feuding with the B team.
I actually want I want Ethan and Rockstar Spud on SmackDown. I feel like we're gonna have a pretty stack. We've got American Alpha back. We've got the B team.
Yeah.
Young
Bucks.
We've got the Young Bucks. At this point.
And then we're taking a Cruiserweight team.
We've also still got
Fandango.
We've still got the Revival. We've still got the Ascension.
Oh, I would fire the Revival. That's me.
You fire the Revival?
I don't like the Revival.
I would at least pick I would put them. If there's no room on Raw for the Revival, I'd put them over at SmackDown.
I give them the SmackDown if you give me Ethan Carter III and Rockstar Spud.
I think Rockstar and Ethan could be a great team, and I feel like they won't get over on Raw because there's no room for them. Mm. I also feel the same way about the Revival. I think the Revival are great. The other thing is, too, is you haven't gotten to the part of NXT where Revival really show what they can do.
Yeah.
Revival have 5-star matches.
That's what I hear.
A great team. So I think you get them off Raw. I don't want to release them, but I think they get off of Raw where they have a little bit more room to
wiggle.
To do some stuff. But yeah, I think so. You've got those guys. Yeah, I like the idea of putting those guys together.
Yeah.
I
particularly want to see Braun Strowman just destroy Ethan Carter and Rockstar Spud and have them lose to the B team a couple times.
Here's the thing though. I don't want to see EC3 job.
I want to see Rockstar Spud lose and EC3 get pissed about it.
Oh, see,
Spud's losing these matches.
Okay.
Ethan can't handle losing. That is the angle they're doing. These two together
Ethan
wins everything.
They're a team. Yes. How about they're wrestling singles matches. Ethan's beating everybody,
yeah,
and Rockstar can't win.
Can't buy
but like,
three.
But like every time Ethan's mad, like he won't break up. He's just like, like he's frustrated. He's like his best friend.
He's like, yeah, no. Like, they show him working out. Like, this is how you do it. This is how you win.
Yeah,
like you can do a whole vignette of it.
You know, Ethan can keep it like, you know, man. Here's a gimmick they can do.
Yeah.
Ethan Carter says $100. Here's a $100 bill.
Yeah.
You win the match, I'll give it to you. If you lose, I'm gonna give it to a fan.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Rockstar keeps losing matches.
Fans love it.
Ethan's just like handing the $100 bill to like a random fan.
1, 2, 3 claps for that. I love it. I love it.
Because I want to really press the like Ethan Carter. He's EC3. He's
a
fucking rich
boy.
He's loaded.
Yeah.
He's
the new $1 million man. He doesn't need any of this, but he does it because he can.
So that's the cruiserweight division.
Tag division.
Is there any other, like, miscellaneous feuds you feel like we need to have happen?
Strowman Elias is just what I would do because both of those guys are pretty
so once much... once the Young Bucks come out, so Strowman and Finn are doing things. Once the Young Bucks debut, and Braun loses there, what do you want Braun to do? Are we turning Braun back into a grizzly heel, or are we making?
Well, I want Braun to go away for a minute. I want the lasting impression.
Smiling Babyface Braun.
I maybe don't bring Braun back to the Rumble.
So what I'm thinking is, Smiling Babyface Braun, he loses to Finn, and then you feed him to Roman.
You feed him to Roman. You could feed him to Roman. That would work perfectly in this scenario.
Braun, you know, comes out, is embarrassed, you know, getting super kicked by the Young Bucks, and, basically gets himself in a position where he and Roman have a match, and... You know, Roman will, you were trying to take my spotlight. You know, fans wanted you over me. I'm going to make him pay for that. And he's going to,
destroy him. Spear him twice or something. And just roll him over.
The thing I want, the imagery I have with that is, again, I think this would be, you need permission. I want Braun to take two headshots of the chair.
Yeah.
I want Roman to crack him with a chair full force, daze him. But he's still standing. Roman's going to have that what the fuck look on his face. Like, how do I beat this guy? Crack him again.
Bam-o.
He's done. And Braun is gone for 6 months.
Yeah.
Braun can take a vacation.
Don't get him back to me till the Rumble.
Yep.
I don't want him back to the Rumble.
Braun can come back in the Rumble and maybe
he can win.
Even if he doesn't win.
He can
destroy everybody. They won't be ready.
Yeah, exactly. So... That is how I think.
Do authority figure for Raw. Do we need one? What
Stephanie McMahon still.
Stephanie McMahon just running Raw. I'm tired of McMahon's. I want somebody else.
I'm like, you can Baron Corbin. He's doing that thing.
I don't like it.
Okay. Give me Corey Graves.
Corey Graves running Raw.
Yeah. Give me Corey Graves.
I like him on commentary. That's the only part is like I feel like that takes him off commentary.
No, I would leave him on it.
How about Jonathan Coachman?
Oh, I would hate that. That's perfect. I would hate that. It'd be perfect.
He's still
hate it enough to the point where I would boo it like crazy. Like
he's
people know.
I lied. Not Jonathan Coachman running Raw. You're saying you hate it. It made me think. Dolph Ziggler runs Raw.
Okay,
I'm out. I will explain myself to an empty room. We've got Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre teaming right now. It's already looking like they're going to break the two up.
I totally forgot about those two because they suck so bad.
Drew will turn on Ziggler.
Yeah.
And Ziggler will announce his retirement.
Well, he's already been, like, over wrestling anyway.
Yeah.
Ziggler's going
to be over wrestling. He's like, I'm going to run Raw in a way that, like... They overlooked me for so long. I'm gonna be the guy that like I couldn't be the best. They wouldn't make me the guy as the wrestler. So I'm gonna make the next big thing in wrestling happen by being the manager.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna right all the wrongs that happened when I was in the company. And then it gives him kind of like some heat with Vince for like they may not love how he's running it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's Ziggler authority. I get that you don't like Ziggler. He's good on the mic.
He could make
an authority figure thing run. Just
I don't
by being,
see him wrestle, I'm happy.
Yeah, he looks good in a suit, too.
Cool. So, I think we have hereby rescued Raw.
I think I would watch the shit out of this.
I would watch the shit out of this, too, man. Like, fuck, I'm hooked.
We did book it, though.
Yes, that's true. So, final thoughts here, Showtime.
I feel like this has been very productive.
Yeah, I do, too. We covered a lot.
I think hopefully Vince is listening to this, or, someone on creative, and, maybe... Give us a call.
Yeah, we're not doing much.
We've done a lot of TV, you and I, in the past, few weeks.
I was on a Grand Rapids Festival. We did a couple interviews. You did your first one on TV.
Yeah,
I was on the
Totally Awesome Trebuchet Awards.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that show once or twice.
Should look that up.
Yeah, it's on the YouTubes.
I think that you and I might be ready to, move up in a wrestling company. Or at least, maybe... Get our foot in the door, book an independent. Get on the books.
Might have to.
You've got a venue. I'm just saying. Fulton Street Pub. Come see us on Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Jokes.
Yep. I'll be talking about my penis and lesbians and marijuana. The trifecta. I believe that's the Holy Trinity, as far as I'm concerned. So
I don't have anything for that.
Okay. Well, I think it's called penicillin, but.
Yeah.
Anyways. Final thoughts, Trebuchet. Oh, thank you, Trebuchet. Be sure to check us out on the Twitter machines. I am at Trebuchet LOL. He is at Showtime Schultz.
I sure am.
That is where he lives, so you might as well check us out. On mine, you're going to find a link to my GoFundMe, because I'm still trying to be your NWA champion. I don't think they had that match yet, did they?
God damn, which match?
Cody Rhodes.
Cody, Nick Aldis is it all in.
It has not happened yet.
It'll be in September.
Okay, so be sure to check that out. We will be talking about that a lot more. Unless I buy the title, then we'll be talking about me.
Sure.
More than we already do, which is ridiculous. So, yeah, put us on the books. We're going to fix Raw for you guys. We'll be back next week with more incredible wrestling commentaries. I am Trebuchet.
I am Showtime.
Trebuchet out.